ideas are nightmares for white parents, whose worst fear is a child with dyed hair and who likes earrings. Like whatever they say has no bearing. It's so scary in a house that allows no swearing, to see him walking around with his headphones blaring, alone in his own zone, cold and he don't care. He's a problem child, and what bothers him all comes out when he talks about his fucking dad walking out, cause he hates him so bad that he blocks him out. If he ever saw him again, he'd probably knock him out. His thoughts are whacked, he's mad, so he's talking back. Talking black, brainwashed from rock and rap. He sags his pants, two rags and a stocking cap. His stepfather hit him, so he socked him back. Broke his nose, his house is a broken home. There's no control, he just lets his emotions go. Come on!
Sing for me! Sing for me!
Sing it!
For the laugh, the sing for the tear.
Come on!
Sing it with me, just for today. Maybe tomorrow, the good Lord will take you away.
Entertainment is changing, intertwining with gangsters. In the land of the killers, a sinner's mind is a sanctum. Only you're unholy, only have one homie. Only this gun, lonely, cause don't anyone know me. Yet everybody just feels like they can relate. I guess words are a motherfucker, they can be great. Or they can degrade, or even worse, they can teach hate. It's like these kids hang on every single statement we make. Like they worship us, cause all the stores ship us platinum. Now how the fuck did this metamorphosis happen? From standing on corners and porches just rapping, to having a fortune, no more kissing ass. But then these critics crucify you, journalists try to burn you, fans turn on you, attorneys all wanna turn at you to get their hands on every dime you have. They want you to lose your mind every time you mad, so they can try to make you out to look like a loose cannon. In any dispute, don't hesitate to produce handguns. That's why these prosecutors wanna convict me, strictly just to get me off of these streets quickly. But all they kids be listening to me religiously, so I'm signing CDs while police fingerprint me. Their father, judge's daughter, put his grudges against me. If I'm such a fucking menace, this shit doesn't make sense, B. It's all political. If my music is literal and I'm a criminal, how the fuck can I raise a little girl? I couldn't. I wouldn't be fit to. You're full of shit too, Guerrera. That was a fist that hit you.
Come on!
Sing with me!
Sing!
Sing
for me!
Sing it!
For the man!
Sing with me! Music can alter moods and talk to you. Well, can it load a gun up for you and cock it too? Well, if it can, then the next time you assault a dude, just tell the judge it was my fault and I'll get sued. See, what these kids do is hear about us toting pistols, and they want to get one because they think this shit's cool. Not knowing we really just protecting ourselves. We entertainers, of course the shit's affecting our sales. You ignoramus, but music is reflection of self. We just explain it, and then we get our checks in the mail. It's fucked up, ain't it? How we can come from practically nothing to being able to have any fucking thing that we wanted. That's why we sing for these kids who don't have a thing except for a dream in a fucking rap magazine. Who post up pin-up pictures on their walls all day long, idolize their favorite rappers and know all their songs. Or for anyone who's ever been through shit in their life, till they sit and they cry at night, wishing they died. Till they throw on a rap record and they sit and they vibe. We're nothing to you, but we're the fucking shit in their eyes. That's why we seize the moment, try to freeze it and own it, squeeze it and hold it, cause we consider these minutes golden. And maybe they'll admit it when we're gone. Just let our spirits live on through our lyrics that you hear in our songs, and we can
sing the minutes.